Titus, chapter 1. Paul, a slave of God, and an apostle of Jesus Christ, according to the faith of God's elect, and the knowledge of the truth which is according to godliness. In hope of eternal life, which God, who can't lie, promised before eternal times. But in his own seasons manifested his word in the message, with which I was entrusted according to the commandment of God our Savior. To Titus, my true child after a common faith, grace and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Savior, for this cause I left you in Crete, that you should set in order the things that were wanting, and appoint elders in every city, as I gave you charge. If any man is blameless, the husband of one wife, having children who believe, who are not accused of riot or unruly. For the overseer must be blameless, as God's steward, not self-willed, not soon angry, no brawler, no striker, not greedy of monetary gain. But given to hospitality, a lover of good, sober-minded, just, holy, self-controlled. Holding to the faithful word which is according to the teaching, that he may be able both to exhort in the sound doctrine, and to convict the gainsayers. For there are also many unruly men, vain talkers and deceivers, especially those of the circumcision. Whose mouths must be stopped, men who overthrow whole houses, teaching things which they ought not, for greed of monetary gains sake. One of themselves, a prophet of their own, said, Cretans are always liars, evil beasts, idle gluttons. This testimony is true. For which cause reprove them sharply, that they may be sound in the faith. Not giving heed to Jewish fables, and commandments of men who turn away from the truth. To the pure all things are pure, but to those who are defiled and unbelieving nothing is pure, but both their mind and their conscience are defiled. They profess that they know God, but by their works they deny him, being disgusting, and disobedient, and to every good work disapproved.